You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 104. One question that comes up over and over again is, how do I get more engagement and interaction on social media? How do I connect with my target audience there on Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, etc.? This is a great question and one that many struggle with. So let's go through some social media marketing conversation starters for your network marketing business and honestly, any business. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the show. Would love to know if you're brand new, if you've been listening for a while, and I always do love your feedback. So send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer over on Twitter and let me know where you're from and what you're doing while you listen and any questions that you have. And if you want to take your business to the new level and have essentially a training university right at your fingertips, Direct Sales Online Coach provides just that. A to Z coaching on how to launch and succeed in your network marketing business and develop your brand and your presence online so that you can attract those people who do go online daily looking for a business. You can learn more at jackieelmer.com/coach. So today we're going to get into some social media marketing conversation starters. I don't know why, but knowing what to do while out and about on social media and online in order to market my business, now I say market, not necessarily sell, how to market my network marketing business, it came very naturally for me. But clearly based on questions and feedback I hear all the time, it does not come naturally for many people because people will say, what do I do? What do I say? Like, I don't know what to post out there. So I thought we could run through a few ideas on what you can post out there to invite engagement and attract more of your target audience. So I'm going to run through, 10, 12 or so different. We'll see what we come up with here, some different ideas. So we'll start with number one, and that is request feedback. Simply ask people for their feedback. People love to give their opinion. They love to give feedback. And you can ask for feedback on products, business ideas, a whole wide variety of things. Now, lay out a strategy. You don't want to go overboard with posting about your products and about your business specifically because it will begin to seem like more of a sales process than just truly looking for feedback. Number two, use humor. Humor makes everything more fun. And at the same time, like anything, you have to be careful. Funny, clean, straight and narrow jokes can go a long way. And it's easy to find jokes to post. There are dozens and dozens of joke sites out on the internet. Just go out to Google. And a lot of times I type in, clean jokes or clean joke of the day or different things like that. You can find those things. There's lots of fun books. I like to look for books that are in fun stores like Urban Outfitters here in the United States or fun coffee shops that sell specialty type books and things. It's amazing. There's some fun, obscure books that you'll find out there that have all kinds of things that you can use to post out on social media. It's amazing what I get when I'm just out browsing and shopping around and looking for just some obscure books. Even Barnes & Noble, if you go into your Barnes & Noble, you'll find books that you wouldn't run into anywhere else that are just that, fun stuff, funny stuff, humorous, different things that you can use. So think of some ways that you can interject humor into your status updates. Number three, share a personal story. Now, really, that's hard for a lot of people, but think about this. Why do you think reality TV is so popular? It's because people are voyeurs. They like to be on the inside. They like to see the inside of what's going on. So you want to, again, get strategic. Stop and think about the things that appeal to you in stories that you see. pay attention to some thought leaders who you follow out on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and different places. Pay attention to that and see what comes up for you of interest. That's a big part of it. And then look at your own life. Look at your day-to-day activities. Where do you live? What do you do? I recently saw a friend of mine on Facebook who is visiting up in the beautiful fall northeast in the United States, in the New England states, where it's absolutely gorgeous right now. And he posted some pictures just of the foliage and an outdoor farmer's market and different things. And it got a lot of engagement because we're visual people. We love to see different things like that. But in that, he kind of included a personal story of, you know, his trip there and that type thing. So be thinking of things that you do while you're out and about, things that happen in your life that you can turn into a personal story. You don't want to make it super long and drawn out, but things that'll be of interest. Number four, share business tips and statistics. What's going on in the business world and how can that add value to others? That's a great way to get shares, likes, and retweets. You know, just share some business tips about social media, about direct sales and network marketing, about home business, even about, you know, retirement or downsizing. I mean, you don't want to get too depressing or anything, but there's a lot of business tips and stats that you can get that people will find of interest. Number five, pictures paint 1,000 words. Just like I mentioned of my story with my friend who is up in New England right now posting beautiful pictures, it's kind of funny. Yesterday was my wedding anniversary, and I actually posted some pictures out on Facebook, and it's amazing. I got over 300 likes, over 100 comments, I think it was. And if you go to the show notes, JackieElmer.com/104, I will have some photos and some information in the post that give you some ideas of status updates that have worked well for me and some of the things that we're sharing here. So check over there and I'll share those with you and show you how to do that. So again, funny, slightly controversial, unexpected photos that create engagement. And it's kind of like humor. Use good judgment. You want to be careful what you're putting out there in terms of pictures. But again, we're visual. And you know, there's just something about what cool pictures stimulate in our brain that make us want to like, make us want to share, make us want to repost and comment and that type thing. Number six, quotes. Funny, inspirational, motivational. These all work very well to bring in comments and shares. And this is really true for image quotes. If you'll just take pictures, this is something that I do all the time. I take pictures as I'm out and about. It's fall right now in the Northern Hemisphere. So for us, you know, the colors are changing in many locations. I love to capture quick pictures and that type thing. And then I'll use those and create my own quotes with simple applications on my phone or iPad. On my laptop, I can use Canva, canva.com. I use Over, and I also use, WordSwag, I think is the other app that I use on my iPhone. So I can take my own pictures and create image quotes with that. So, you know, that's a great way to do things. And again, really create that engagement. Number seven, social and breaking news. Again, remember, these are social sites, so you want to share social and trending updates. I like to get involved. You know, I'm a sports buff, and I like to follow along with what's going on. So right now, the World Series is lighting off. So who's playing in the World Series? What's going on? You know, ask some questions. Who do you want to win the World Series? Do you care about the World Series? You know, those kind of things. In the spring, I love March Madness with NCAA, you know, college basketball. So I'll, you know, do my brackets and do different things with March Madness. Maybe it's not sports for you. Maybe it's other things. But think about those things that will create interest and engagement that are social and breaking news. Top cities to retire in. You know, Yahoo.com. I love to go to Yahoo.com. It's great for finding ideas of social news that you can share because they always have, beyond just the breaking news that we all see and hear about, they have a lot of really interesting things. Top restaurants, you know, most unhealthy meals, just different things like that. So be thinking about areas that are of interest to you and how you can use those to share out on social media and create engagement. And when there's breaking news, weigh in. You know, for instance, I live in California, and so earthquake rumblings are pretty common around here. And it makes for great engagement if you feel something and you can post out there, hey, you know, I felt a tremor. And, you know, it's easy to go on Twitter. It's easy to hop onto social media these days and find out, was that an earthquake or was that just something else? And then you can, you know, get people involved in commenting on the conversation and sharing their stories of maybe when they felt an earthquake or different things like that. Number 8, polls or surveys, yes or no. Asking your friends, fans, and followers to, you know, join in on a survey or poll, it not only gets them talking, it gets them invested in finding out the results too. So this is great for getting people to contribute what their answer is, and then they love to come back and see what others shared. And of course, the more people who comment, you know, when a friend of yours comments on your update, all of their friends have the opportunity to see that they commented too. And so if you have like an open Facebook page where others can comment and share, not just your friends, you'd be amazed at what kind of engagement that you can create with that. Number 9, share a question that you've been asked by someone in your community. So a lot of times, you know, people will email me, they'll respond back, they'll tweet to the show and ask different questions. I can always post that out on Facebook or Twitter, LinkedIn, different things like that. I can share a question that others have asked me and just ask, what would you do in that situation? How would you respond to this blog reader of mine? That type thing. Number 10, what would you do type questions. Share an experience that you've had and then ask your followers what they would do in that situation. I also have a book of questions. I mentioned going to Urban Outfitters and Barnes & Noble. I'm always on the lookout in, you know, little off-the-beaten-path coffee shops and stuff for these fun books that have all types of things. And I recently found a book of questions, and I use that book of questions. Some of them are a fit. Some of them aren't. But I get ideas from that, and sometimes I just totally, it gives me an idea. Sometimes I don't even post that exact question, but I read something in there, and it sparks my creative mind to come up with something different. So I like to post from my book of questions, you know, one or two times a week too, and see what type of engagement that can create. Number 11, are you traveling? Are you going on vacation? Are you going to Disneyland? Different things of that nature. If you'll ask for recommendations, you'll be amazed at what you'll get. So just do that. If you're, let's say my daughter and I are traveling to New York this December, and so I'll be asking for suggestions. We're going to be in this area. What great restaurants do you recommend? What about theater? What great plays are showing? What, we're going to go to a play while we're there. We're also going to go see the Rockettes. We already have that set up at Radio City Music Hall, but we don't know for sure what play we want to go to. So I'm going to elicit suggestions from others and get that conversation going. People love to share their favorites, and it's fun for you because it's amazing what you could pick up on and experience that you might not even think about. Number 12, fill in the blank. That's an oldie but a goodie, but it works so well. Make a statement, but let your fans fill in the blank. An example might be, my favorite thing to do on the weekends is blank, or the best thing about my career is blank, or what I love most about the holidays is blank. I mean, there's, you know, oh my gosh, this is just limitless, absolutely limitless what you can do with this. So have some fun with it. Number 13, what's your favorite memory? Share your favorite memory or ask your fans to share theirs. As we come into the holiday season, this is perfect. You know, here in the United States and wherever else, I don't know who all celebrates Halloween. I might have to ask that. That just gave me an idea of an update out on Facebook that I might ask. Who in what countries celebrate Halloween? Is it just United States? You know, who does that? And, you know, what are your favorite memories? What are fun party ideas? What are great appetizers? I'm actually having a Halloween party for my neighborhood this weekend. And so I've been, you know, shopping around for fun appetizers and a fun cocktail to make for the party, a theme cocktail, you know, that type thing. So you can always ask about that. What's your favorite memory from the holidays? What's your favorite memory from Christmas? What are traditions that you do for Thanksgiving? What is your favorite costume that you've ever worn for Halloween? Just, gosh, again, with the holidays, it's really limitless what you can come up with in terms of ideas. So share a favorite memory and then ask your fans and friends and followers to engage in that and share theirs. And then 14, ask a random question. Again, this can be amazing. Are you a coffee drinker or do you prefer tea or neither? Are you a morning person or do you consider yourself a late night late night moonlighter. So asking random questions that make people think and, you know, force them into an answer if they're willing to engage, that can create a lot of conversation too. So there are 14 great ideas. I know you may be driving, at the gym, walking or something when you listen to this. So if you go back to the show notes, JackieElmer.com/104, you can write these down and jog your memory. So some action steps for you is have a strategy. I know I say this all the time, but have a social media strategy. And at the same time, be sure that you're also out commenting and engaging on the posts of others. That helps you stay in their newsfeed. That helps you remain interesting to them and interested in what they have to do. And people will return the favor. You know, they like to comment to people who comment back to them. Another key action step is to be consistent and have fun. So maybe you don't have a lot of time to be on social media, but you can decide for yourself. Let's say you're going to be out there for sure Monday through Friday. So on Monday, you may ask a random question. On Tuesday, you may ask for someone to share a favorite memory. On Wednesday, you may share a question that you've been asked by a follower. On Thursday, maybe you're going to share a quote. Maybe you're going to create an image quote to share out there. Or Thursdays are often throwback Thursdays. So come up with part of your strategy to share something from the past. And maybe on Friday, you're going to share some business tips and statistics. So again, have that strategy and lay out a game plan and then be consistent with that and have fun. And if you set it up to where Monday through Friday, you know what type of engagement you're going to be creating, you don't have to think very much about it. You can always get it ready the night before, you know, while you're sitting around watching the World Series or whatever it is, you can get that ready and come up with what that's going to be the night before. And it'll only take you a minute or two. It shouldn't take very long. And then always, always out on social media, avoid drama. I just always have to put that in there. You definitely want to avoid drama. All right, so there are 14 ideas for you to use to engage out on social media. And you know, I love, it's really about little pockets of time. As soon as I finish recording this, I'm off to sign up a new team partner in my business for one of my team members who's working today and can't do it. I'm going to get her signed up, get her trained. And again, find little pockets of opportunity when you can engage on social media. I found a little pocket of opportunity to record this show for you. All right, I want to give an iTunes shout out to Teresa Kuntz, who writes, "I wish I could shrink Jackie and put her into my pocket. Whenever I have self-doubt, I listen and re-listen to one of her shows to bring me back to what I was meant to do." Teresa, thanks so much for that. I'm happy to sit in your pocket or in your ears through your earbuds and that type thing. If you want to, and also Teresa, I've entered you into a drawing for a free month of coaching with my Inner Circle coaching program. So if you would like to have your review and your name shouted out on the show and be entered into the drawing, go to JackieElmer.com/iTunes or JackieElmer.com/Stitcher. Again, the show notes, JackieElmer.com/104. And if you have a question or a comment, tweet me at JackieElmer. Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know where you're listening, what you're doing while you listen. And if you have a question, just add the hashtag Jackie Elmer. All right. So if this show's been helpful, please share it with your team and anyone else who may find some value there. I always appreciate that. And until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you and your business, and I'll see you out there engaging on social media. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at ProfitInYourPJsNow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, Facebook.com/StreetSmartWealth, and on Twitter, at JackieElmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.